should be played at high volume. This should be played at high volume. This should be played at high volume. Preferably in a residential area.
The following thoughts on Happy Hour do not represent Cox Media Group or its sponsoring. Anything you hear may and will be used against you. Thank you. Voted as best local podcast in Tampa Bay by the Creative Loafing. You're listening to Happy Hour. You're tuned in to Happy Hour, an hour where Happy rants about something. Sit back and listen in. Happy Hour is on now. Happy Hour is on now.
Yo, what's up? This is Happy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. For the next hour, I want to change the way you look at things. What I'm about to tell you, I want to have it be your original opinion, but then after I'm done ranting and giving you my take, I want my opinion to change the way you look at everything. And it's not rocket science. To get into contact with me, it's pretty easy. Tweet at me, @RyanHoppyRadio, and I will be sure to see it in real time. Also, get the app in the Google Play and iPhone shop. Search up Hoppy Radio. You can check out the interviews I've done. Like today, I had legendary radio host Art Hellyer. Everyone thinks of Dahl. Everyone thinks of Gary Meyer, Howard, Opie and Anthony. But Art Hellyer is the first legendary shock jock. He's interviewed people like President Truman, Reagan, Kennedy. He was sort of ahead of his time, and even he would admit it. So check it out. It's on the app. And on the app, you can also chat me live, which I like that feature. But speaking of chatting live, another way you can get into contact with me is you can call me right now. It's 847. Oh, wait, that's my phone number. The number, it was a joke there. Get it? It's 856-49-HOPPY. That is 856-49-HOPPY, and I will be sure to get the calls in real time. But we have a new feature that I am proud to add to Happy Hour, to whatever I'm doing here. Normally, I would do Happy TV, which is the video version of Happy Hour, via Periscope. But what happened was everyone's watching it via their smartphone, smart tablet, or maybe on the computer if someone's using a desktop. But nobody has the attention span to watch a little Periscope screen. I love what Facebook Live did. They literally took Periscope and they're like, we're just not going to have the comments on demand and we're not going to show you who's watching it. But Facebook Live basically took away Periscope. And I'm getting record-breaking numbers for people watching it. So you can watch Happy TV via Facebook Live. And I'm a big fan of that feature. And I'm going to start uploading my shows to YouTube so you can watch Happy TV. And that's about it for the plugging. All right. That's about it. Let me get to this segment that's going to be hard for me to talk about, and it's really weird. My dad passed away on the eve of Thanksgiving, and I don't want to rehash the memories and talk about it. It's on a previous podcast, but basically I came home from the gym and I found him passed away, and I was supposed to move that Monday after Thanksgiving, which made no sense, to begin working for Rover's Morning Glory, where I didn't even have an apartment yet, and then come back 2 weeks later after the show would be on Christmas break. So the whole thing didn't make any sense. But I ended up moving to Cleveland in January, and now I'm in Tampa. But it's really weird to think that my dad's seeing none of this success. I don't believe in an afterlife. I don't believe in anything like that. I do believe that if you have good karma and you meditate and you think positively, things will happen. But I don't believe in anything, so I don't think he's seen any of this. And I've been on and off with addressing everything that happened on the previous show. But for most people that listen to Mike Helta, they've heard me talk about the show I was on in Cleveland. And the last thing that my dad ever saw me doing radio, he saw me go to radio conferences. He saw me intern with a legendary Chicago radio host. He saw me have an overnight show in Chicago on WNUR 89.3. But the last thing he saw was me getting catfished in a prank where I was trying really hard to get laid. So it's pretty weird to think that the last thing he ever saw was my naked body trying to break my virginity. So it's weird. But I got a new phone in March of last year before I left Cleveland, and I totally forgot about my old phone. So I was going through it this week, my old iPhone, trying to find pics of my dad and just looking at the old memories of Cleveland. And I was just looking at the contacts I had on my phone. And then I go to look at voicemails and you're scrolling down. And then I find one from like October 28th. And that was around the time that I got the call from Rover's Morning Glory that I was hired as their phone screener. And my dad could not have been more proud, even though I was catfished by the show. And it's basically how I got hired, being made fun of. My dad could not have been happier for me that it was at that point my favorite show. And at that point, what seemed like a dream job. So I found the voicemail that he left me. And I don't know. I was debating if I wanted to bring it to the show or not, because I'm just in this point last year when I was drinking in Cleveland and when I got to town and I was a hot mess, I was in denial that I would never see him again. I was like, oh, he'll come around. But now I'm in that second phase, a little bit of depression, but also where you go, isn't Dad going to chime in with his goofy text? How about those Cavaliers? Like, it's just, it's weird to think that he's not around anymore. So I found his voicemail in a... It kind of makes me realize that if he was around to see what happened, that he would be proud of me. And I try to carry that on my shoulder, because the thing is, I have a lot of pressure to make it for my mom, just because the moms want the best from you and they always want you to make it in life. I mean, you hear every athlete that talk about, my mom pushed me, my mom's the reason. My mom's one of the reasons why I want to make it in radio. But I just kind of miss the idea of my dad, you know, keeping me humble, which is why I think I had the drinking problem in Cleveland, because he wasn't there to make me feel bad. So I'm going to play this for you. This is the voicemail of when my mom sent a text to my dad saying, I guess there's good news. And the good news was Ballrag from Rover's Morning Glory giving me the call saying I was hired by RMG in Cleveland, the local Cleveland morning show. So here is the voicemail, and it's going to give me goosebumps. It's going to be weird, but here is my dad saying he's proud of me for getting hired by the show. And I just wanted to play this for you guys, because I've been talking to my boss, Mike Olivero, lately, and obviously someday I want to get Happy Hour on the radio. Obviously someday I would love to be on FM, AM, or even satellite radio. That's the ultimate goal. But he said to me, I don't hear enough of you. When you rant, you're like the crazy old man. And when you interview people, okay, cool, you get names, you know how to book guests, but we don't hear enough of you. And I thought about that. I was like, not all of Mike Helta's show or Opie or Howard is interviews. I need to have trust and confidence in myself that I could talk without needing a co-host necessarily. So I'm going to try this new approach of being more positive and not so much the crazy, ooh, I'm ranting about this today, like the old man on the front lawn, which is what my boss called me. Dude, it's an inside joke to my boss. All right, here is my dad's voicemail as he found out that I was hired by Rover's Morning Glory, the local morning show in Cleveland.
Hey, Ryan. It's Dad. It's about 12 after 4. Heard some awesome news. Give me a call. Hope you're doing well. Take care. Love you. Bye.
The funny part about my dad's voicemails was they were always very bland. He'd be like, it's 4:12 p.m. Yeah, can I pick you up from school now? Or he'd be like, what do you want for dinner? Like, he never, ever was able to get to the point. But you could tell that he felt something in this voicemail, because he got right to the point and said, love you, take care, bye. I'm not saying he never said love you, but a lot of times my dad was in a grumpy mood because life didn't always go perfectly for him. And he was unemployed for a few years, but he helped keep the house over our head. But there was a lot of anxiety that went on at the house. So me and my dad had good times, but I never really saw a lot of the lovey-dovey side of him. So it was very cool to find this voicemail. And I'll play it for you guys one more time. My dad leaving the voicemail after my mom said to him that I got hired by the local morning show in Cleveland.
Hey, Ryan. It's Dad. It's about 12 after 4. Heard some awesome news. Give me a call. Hope you're doing well. Take care. Love you. Bye.
And then I also found this voicemail by my dad. I was a finalist, I guess, per se, I was applying after I graduated from the radio school in Illinois. I was applying for any and every radio job. Mornings in Fargo, promotions in Seattle, producing in, I don't know, Portland. And I wasn't getting anything. And I actually got an interview. I was a top 10 finalist because that's what Mitch Rosen, the program director of 670 The Score, said to me. He's like, I have 10 other people I'm interviewing. So I guess I kind of was a finalist. And my dad drove me that morning because he didn't trust me driving his new car. So he drove me to the CTA headquarters or the CTA bus area in Rosemont, Illinois, where you would take the bus to Chicago and then you would get to the interview. So at like 4 in the morning, my dad drives me to the bus, and I had to take the bus because he didn't trust me driving his car. So my dad then leaves a voicemail saying where to pick me up and whatnot. And what's weird about this day, too, is both days that he's left me a voicemail were days that I was doing something with the show Rover's Morning Glory, the local show in Cleveland. Because this day as well, any listeners of the show will know that the way I got into becoming a fan of Rover was when he was on in Chicago in 2006, I listened every day, and there was this weird guy that was possibly a pedophile. His name was One-Eyed Bri, and he went to the local radio school. And I was such a fan of Rover that when he went off of Chicago radio after like 6 months or whatever, what I did was I was trying to get into contact with the show, even though I was in sixth grade. So what I did was I found One-Eyed Bri's online account. And he was this weird guy that did this internet radio show that was kind of ahead of its time about ghosts in the afterlife. It was weird. And me and him would talk every day about radio. And every call he would end with, I love you, because he's weird and a pedophile. And he lived with his mom at like age 39. And the thing is, the day that I tried out to be a producer for 670 to Score was the same day I heard Rover talking about One-Eyed Bri dying because I tweeted it at him. So I called in, and that was the day that the fan base of RMG in Cleveland found out about me. So it's kind of weird that both days that my dad left a good voicemail was the days that I did something to get my name, I guess, known in radio. So here is the second voicemail that my dad left me. After I tried out to be a producer for 670 to Score and then called into the local Cleveland Morning Show. So here is my dad's second voicemail on Hoppy Hour. Call the show 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-49-HOPPY and tweeted me at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Hey, Ryan, it's Dad. It's maybe about 10 after 8, ready whenever you are. So give me a call and let me know when you're on the train, and then I can kind of try to coordinate it so when you're off the train at River Road, I can be there waiting. Glad your interview went well. I was praying a lot. Love you. Proud of you. And look forward to hearing from you. Take care. Bye.
I guess it's not as touching of a call as when I got hired in Cleveland, but the call was him saying proud of you because he didn't want me to go on the radio. He thought I was crazy wanting to be like Opie and Anthony or Rover at the time or Jonathan Brandmeier or Mancow, the guys I grew up listening to. So for him to say he's proud of me was pretty surreal. And I was talking to my aunt the other day, and she said that he listened to every one of my shows but just didn't want to tell me because he didn't want it to get to my head and he didn't want me to change what I'm doing, which if you think about it is pretty genius because you don't want your kid to know that you're listening. So that kind of meant a lot. But it's also weird because I did this really hacky bit like 2 years ago. It was during the whole ice bucket phenomenon. It was called Is It a Porno or the Ice Bucket Challenge? And I found audio of the ice bucket of girls going, and then I, when I did my show at WNUR 89.3, I found a few porn clips, and then the girls reaching the top of the mountain, and you had to guess if was a porno or the ice bucket. So I thought throughout my life until he died, oh yeah, my dad never heard that really hacky, unoriginal, shocking segment, but he did. So that's weird to think about, but I don't know. I just wanted to get that off my bat and just kind of preach my soul to you guys. I mean, let me know what you thought of this segment. I'm just kind of expressing what I feel. Like, I don't want to be the guy that's sappy and shoves down everyone's throat that I don't have my dad anymore. But it's just, I appreciate Mike Helta, Mike Olivero, Rob, Drew Garabo, these guys kind of taking me under their wing and just helping me out, because I just don't know where I would be if I didn't have anybody on my side. You know what I mean? It's weird. So we have a lot coming up on Hoppy Hour. So here is the deal.
Next on Hoppy Hour.
You like that wacky music? That means that Hoppy Hour will be right back. And we are going to talk about Michael Jackson. Everybody regards him as one of the greatest of all time, and he is. Everybody regards him as an influential singer, and he is. But everybody seems to forget that he touched kids. And everybody goes, no. Those are just accusations. We have further proof that it's more than accusations. Call the show, 856-49-HOPPY, 856-49-HOPPY, and tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And I will be sure to look at your Facebook Live comments on Hoppy TV. We will be right back on Hoppy Hour after this.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Let's go, man.
It's time to turn Hoppy on. It's time to turn Hoppy on. It's time to turn Hoppy on.
Get what I did there with that sound drop? It's time to turn Hoppy on. Because, like, you have me on right now when you're listening. Or you could turn me on sexually. Get it? You got to be kind of edgy when you're in radio. Get what I did there? All right, call the show. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-49-HOPPY. And tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And the response on Hoppy TV via Facebook Live is through the roof. I'm sorry, Periscope. But you basically are out of it. You're basically MySpace now, because it's so much easier for people to watch via their iPad or their Roku box or their Facebook, or their, not Facebook, their desktop computer. Because when you use Periscope, you had to watch it on a little screen. So I appreciate everyone that's watching. All right. We have so much to get into. Okay, here's the deal. We claim that we hate pedophiles. We hate them. We rip into them. Oh, they're the worst. They want to have sex with kids. They suck. Oh, they're awful. We want to castrate them. Take them to hell. Exactly. They're awful human beings. There's something that happened in their life. Fair or unfair, it turned them into creeps. As I say, once you find a pedophile guilty, if there's enough proof, and you kind of rank the crime, like, I don't know, raping a kid or kidnapping him for 18 years, bring him out in the back, put him on the electric chair and kill him. Because there's no ever fixing pedophiles. It's like saying to me, Hoppy, don't be attracted to a heterosexual. It's like saying to a gay guy, just don't want to have sex with a guy anymore. I'm sorry, but being a pedophile is no different than being hetero, homo, or I guess transgender or asexual. And what I mean by that is I'm not comparing it to it. I'm just saying that's what they're attracted to, and there's no fixing it. And once they get out of jail, they begin acting up again, and we bring them back. Just saying. I'm not comparing it to being gay or being hetero. I'm just saying it's an orientation, if you like it or not. That's what I believe. Hey, we're in America. If you disagree with me, call me. 856-49-HOPPY. Explain how it's not an orientation. We hate pedophiles so much, though. When parents move into a new neighborhood, finally sign a lease on the house, I'm sure they look at watchdog.us, the website, see where the sex offenders are at. But How about this? What if this pedophile were to have pictures of naked boys and it was erotic and it's not just them, you know, sleeping or maybe he took it on an accident? Wouldn't you want to put this guy in jail if he had hundreds of pictures at his huge mansion of kids and it was shocking images of torture, adult nudity, and sodomy? How sickening is that? How gross is that? It's horrible. It's awful. But you know what? It doesn't matter because it's Michael Jackson. And this is a new report coming out via the Huffington Post. And nobody's talking about it because nobody wants to admit that the greatest R&B singer, I guess, of all time is a pedophile. They don't want to admit that when they went to see his movie in 2009 that they were supporting a pedophile, or that when they bought a CD, they don't want to admit that he's a pedophile. And that's the problem. We're never going to fix the issues of pedophiles if we don't give them tougher sentences and we don't admit that Michael Jackson is a pedophile. I'm sorry. Ridiculous. And it wasn't alleged anymore. I don't know why TMZ's not covering this. Why aren't we talking about this? He had hundreds of pictures of erotic poses depicting men and children. And when they used the word men, they didn't just say, oh, Michael Jackson and children. They said men as if it's more than one. So maybe he had his friends over. They're obviously not going to say what's in the pics. But if this was any other average Joe, like let's say some local radio host or a local rapper or TV anchor, some local celebrity, we would castrate him. We would make sure they never work again. But when it's Michael Jackson, let's just keep on dancing to any of his songs at weddings or when they're on the radio. I'm just saying, how much do we hate pedophiles? Do we really? All right. He was accused of sexually assaulting Gavin Arvizu, a 13-year-old cancer survivor at the time of the incident. Who cares? If it was anybody else, if it was me or any average Joe that's listening, oh yeah, we'd be castrated because it's the greatest singer of all time or one of them, whatever. Touching and potentially raping a 13-year-old with cancer, giving him Jesus juice at his Neverland Ranch, whatever. Moving on. Just saying, we have a precedent in this country. We let celebrities get away with DUIs, but if we get DUIs, put them in jail. Because they have money, they get away with crimes. We have this precedent in America. Oh, we're so against rape. Oh, we hate it. Rape sucks. But we let a pretty boy swimmer get 6 months or 3 months in jail. He might get out even sooner than that. Even though he raped a woman for 20 minutes and then threw her behind a garbage can and bragged about it to his friends and gave her ecstasy. If I did that, that goofy kid from the promotions team on 102.5 The Bone, let's kill him. Or if it was some dude who is a fast food worker, we would want to kill him. But because it's a person with money that's good looking, we're going to let him get away with it. Or let's say it's a famous person getting a DUI, like let's say Bieber going 100 miles in Miami, he got away with it. Or going back to the whole thing of being a pedophile, Michael Jackson, we're just going to overlook that he was a pedophile. We're never going to fix any of the issues that we have in this country. Pedophiles, murder, rape. I mean, Ray Lewis basically got away with a murder, whatever. Kobe Bryant got away with a rape. If we want to fix the issues that we have in America, if we really want to fix them, we need to set a precedent that just because you're talented and just because you're rich and you're famous and you were born successful and you're a lucky sperm doesn't mean diddly squat. If we really want to end crimes, we need to have the same punishment that we give famous people till we give regular civilians. If you found pictures of me sodomizing kids, I would get 50 years in jail. But Michael Jackson got away with it, and we let him breathe for 4 more years until he died in 2009, and he was found guilty, or not guilty, in like 2005. So we let him have 4 more years of being weird. It's just, we got to admit that he was a creep. I'm sick of this. Enough. Cleveland, oh, he was so great. Was he? Was he really that good at singing? I mean, he was good. He was the best of all time. But to me, when you're a kid toucher, that kind of makes it not as good. Like whenever I hear, let's say, any of his songs, if it's Jackson 5 or the songs from the 80s, I have to change the channel because I go, that's a kid toucher. But I guess we're all just going to forget about it and keep on playing it on the karaoke machine at bars during karaoke night. Thriller, Thriller night, whatever. All right. This is on the Huffington Post. Michael Jackson was found to have a huge collection of pornographic material at his Neverland Ranch in 03, according to police reports. And what I find odd about this is, of course, this comes out after he dies. Why didn't this come out? I don't know. At least when he was alive. I'm not into conspiracy theories. I'm not into any of that. But I will tell you this. Michael Jackson has a huge net worth. Michael Jackson was one of the most powerful celebrities of all time. So he obviously paid off the fact that this would not get out. Because this would have been huge, and I mean huge evidence in that case. Of, I don't know, him having child porn? Why does Jared from Subway get away with it? I guess in 2000, or not get away with it. I guess in 2003, being a famous celebrity with underage porn was cool. But after 03, that's when we hate on them. I mean, come on. Like, it's ridiculous. Many of these picture books. So he took pics, because back then in 03, we didn't have smartphones. So he literally took pics and put them in photo albums and had boxes of videos. Whatever. In court papers from the time, submitted after a young boy came forward claiming he was sexually abused time and time again. The police report claims in Jackson's bedroom and bathroom alone that there was at least 7 boxes of work found by the cops of boys in their young to mid-teenage years. And in some cases, even younger, most of the pictures fully nude or erotic. Another thing that came to my mind. If we really want to fix the idea of pedophiles and we want to make it go away, we're obviously never going to get rid of pedophiles forever, because there's always going to be creeps that had a bad time being a kid, so then they take it out on kids. But if we want to help address the problem, maybe we should begin giving harder sentences to the good-looking teachers that bang, I don't know, underage kids. Oh yeah, it's so grand and dandy when it's Lisa Ann banging some kid, not kid per se, but an actor on Pornhub that's 24 but looks 18. Everybody watches that, gets so many views. Everybody loves the idea of having sex with the older woman. When I was an 18-year-old or 16, I never was cool in school. I'm kind of beginning to find myself, but I was really awkward and I had the worst speech impediment. And I always wanted to have sex with my teacher. She was so hot and she was nice to me because she was my teacher. But my little horny brain was like, oh, Miss, and I'm not going to say her name, wants to have sex with me, blah, blah, blah. Everybody fantasizes about that if you have a hot teacher. But that doesn't mean it's okay. If we want to fix the problem of pedophiles, maybe we should begin giving these teachers harder sentences. I know there was the one from the Tampa Bay area last year that got 20 years in jail, but that's one case. I feel like they get probation because they have boobs. I feel like when a male teacher gets it, we go, ew, ugh, let's get rid of him. But when it's a female, we're like, oh, wow. Man, I would have loved to be a kid now in 2016. Because when you read the Facebook comments, it's laughable. And I'm really becoming to realize this. It's comical. All the dudes are like, yeah, I would bang her if I was 16. Okay, but you're not 16. It's a problem. It's kind of like when a 15-year-old wants to be grown up and wants to drink. So if a 15-year-old gets a DUI, it's fine because at that age you wanted to drink. The kids aren't old enough. They shouldn't be having sex with a 29-year-old girl that has daddy issues. If we want to fix the pedophile problems, We need to address the same precedent and the same type of rage onto celebrities and onto hot teachers as we would onto goofballs like me or any other average Joe. And until we do that, it's not going away. Until we do that, we can wonder why pedophiles hang around. We can wonder why it's getting worse by the day and why every day when you turn on, let's say, the news or you go on a news website, this teacher in Texas, this teacher in Pennsylvania, this teacher in Milwaukee, this teacher in Alaska are having sex with the kids because we're not doing anything about it. We let Michael Jackson get away with it. That could have been a huge precedent. It could have been a huge time to show that we really care about getting rid of pedophiles. But until then, it's going to keep on happening. And we do find them sick. We just are afraid to punish the hot teachers. And we were afraid to punish Michael Jackson over a decade ago. And the next person that does it, we're going to keep on giving them a light punishment. I will end with this. Sure, we've come far. But Jared from Subway literally ruined kids' lives. He gets 20 years in jail. He will be at a midlife crisis of like 55. He could have up to another half a century of being alive. Those kids' lives are ruined forever. Why is Jerry Sandusky allowed to breathe after taking advantage of a school for 30 years? We seem to overlook that. Like I said, until we address the problem, nothing will ever change, and we will keep sitting here year after year having debates, and nothing will ever change.
Next on Hoppy Hour.
All right, here is what is coming up next on Hoppy Hour. I saw this article, and it really gravitated to me. It really drew me in. It says here, man drives drunk during happy hour and flashes a huge smile, looking proud of what he's done. It's ridiculous. I will then give you my take on why we need to be tougher on drunk drivers. Call the show, 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And I appreciate all the people who are watching via Hoppy TV on my Facebook. We will be right back on Hoppy Hour after this. Hang on.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
What up? What is happening? This is Ryan Hoppy from the award-winning Happy Hour podcast. And I'm here today to talk about my new sponsor, Simply Prepaid of Gulfport, which carries T-Mobile, Go Smart Mobile, Simple Mobile, and Ultra Mobile services. All of their plans are no contract, so you don't have to worry about that. And they are powered by the T-Mobile network. They have an unlimited plan for any budget. So maybe you're behind on bills and you don't have a lot of money right now, but you want to have an unlimited plan. Trust me when I say Simply Prepaid of Gulfport is the place to go to. You can bring in your own device or take advantage of their large assortment of handsets. If you bring in your old device from another carrier, you can get a free phone with no contract if you transfer your number from the other carrier. So that is one of the most badass features about them. One of the best things about Simply Prepaid of Gulfport is they carry a full assortment of accessories for your tablet or smartphone, and they even do repairs. So maybe something is acting up with your phone and you don't know who to turn to. Trust me when I say Simply Prepaid of Gulfport is the place to go to, and they even have very convenient cell phone classes. So maybe you're behind on the whole smartphone phenomenon and you want to catch up. Maybe you need to know about it for your new job, or you just want to fit in with all the cool kids. Head on over to Simply Prepaid of Gulfport and they can hook you up with some good classes. If you tell them that Ryan Hoppy sent you, you can get a free gift with any repair or activation. And now you're probably wondering, how can I get in contact with such a great deal? They are at 5014 Gulfport Boulevard South. And if you don't know where Gulfport Boulevard South is, trust me, it's not hard. When you cross 49th Street going west on the 22nd Avenue South, it becomes Gulfport Boulevard. So it's not hard to find. It's very convenient. And trust me, Patrick and everybody at Simply Prepaid of Gulfport, they're reliable, they're humble, and they are there to help you out. If you want to call them, it's not hard. It's 727-331-1934. That is 727-331-1934. I'm a man of my word. Trust me when I say Simply Prepaid of Gulfport is the best in the Bay.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
I see that my guy, Brother Fred, or Fred rather, from 103.5 Kiss FM has checked in to watch Hoppy TV via Facebook Live. That is awesome. Grew up listening to him, 103.5 Kiss FM. Big fan of him. Had him on Hoppy Hour. I'm going to begin doing something. I've done so many shows recently over the past year that I feel like it's clutter. You know, it comes off annoying. So every Thursday, I'm going to do a throwback thing, Throwback Thursday, really original the name. And I'm going to tweet out an interview I did, let's say, a year ago so you can catch up. I mean, I had Bob from Bob and Tom, a bunch of names. So I'm going to begin doing that. And rants as well. So tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Call me, 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-49-HOPPY. If you have the app from the Google Play or iPhone shop, you can chat me live. Search up Hoppy Radio. All right. Saw this, and I mean, I guess this can go with any type of rant about drunk driving. With my show, I don't want to come off like the crazy old man who's, you know, yelling on his front lawn, those pedophiles, those celebrities, those drunk drivers. But I will say this, I do want to speak my mind, and I'm trying to take the approach of being more conversational. So I'm not just going to be like, oh, those dumb douchebags that work out at the gym or the girls that are hot that are driving drunk. I'm not going to be so rude, but I'm trying to take a new approach to ranting. This is what my boss wanted me to do, Mike Olivero, is talk and have people know who I am and not just be that crazy shock jock. So I saw this headline, and it's pretty infuriating. A guy gets blackout drunk during happy hour. He flashes a wide-eyed grin in mugshot. Like, he's so happy, like, as they say in the rap world. He's cheesing, yo. He's so happy, man. He must have a lot of money, man. He must just be set for life where he knows he's going to get away with the DUI. Maybe his daddy knows somebody, knows a good lawyer. Maybe he's just such a moron that he's like, whatever, I'm handsome. Time to take a nice picture. I look good in a shirt. I'm photogenic. Jonathan Primo, I don't even care if I said his last name right or wrong, 32 years old, was pulled over on Saturday night for speeding 120 miles per hour. Whatever. His blood content level was, you ready? Guess. 0.8 is double the limit, or is the limit, right? 0.08 is when you're like, oh boy, ooh. He was at 0.24. Number one, I don't even know how he wasn't dead. Number two, how is he even driving? Like, are you that much of a moron that you're like, I'm a good drunk driver? That's what I love what people say, is they go, I'm a good drunk driver. You know, I'm good at driving drunk. No, you're not. Maybe you get the job done a lot because there's not a lot of cops on the road. Because if you think about it, the ratio to cops to people on the road, you have a good chance of driving home drunk. Just being honest, that doesn't make you a good drunk driver. That just makes you really lucky. You are having dice in your hand and you roll it every time you drive across to Howard Franklin in Tampa like a dirtbag drunk at 2 a.m. You're not a good drunk driver. You're lucky. I have seen so many drunk drivers here in Tampa Bay. It's ridiculous. Why does this area lead the country in wrong way drivers? It's because they have a ton of nudie bars, especially on the Dale Mabry Road. Very odd. Is it because there's so many bars, the sun's out, everyone's happy and crazy? Why are there so many drunk drivers in Tampa Bay? The best part is this dude's from Florida, whatever, West Palm Beach. Of course it happens here. I'm just saying, if we want to be tougher on drunk drivers and we want to get them off the road, I'm sorry, having late night PSAs on Adult Swim or Comedy Central isn't doing it. Drunk driving is going to kill people on billboards isn't doing anything. We need to have tougher laws. Now, maybe 10 years in jail isn't going to happen ever. But if I was president or a mayor or a police commissioner, I would do it. But you know what we should do? And I'm not kidding. I'm not being outrageous. I swear to God, I'm not being scripted. So a lot of times when I rant, people go, oh, you're just doing this to piss us off. No, I'm being honest. I'm not scripted. I'm being serious. If you get caught with a DUI, minimum 5 years, no license. Because until we keep giving them easy slates and they go to class and they learn how to not drive drunk, ooh, it's hard. Don't put the keys in the ignition, you dirtbag, you dumbass. Until we have tougher laws, nothing will ever change. Sorry. Nothing will ever change until we have tougher laws. Dirtbags like this guy from West Palm Beach, Jonathan Primo. Until we have tougher laws, we'll keep saying, why are people losing their lives in crashes from drunk drivers? We'll keep saying to ourselves, well, why don't we have more checkpoints? Because it costs a lot of money for them to set it up, and it's very controversial. The ultimate way to prevent DUIs, not to cure it, not to make it go away forever. The ultimate way to get rid of drunk driving is to have harsher crimes. And we often hear a lot of times when there's these crashes, we are sad for 5 minutes and then we move on to the new news cycle of checking out Kim Kardashian's fat ass. But when you hear about these crashes, a lot of times they don't even get a scratch on their face. They just walk out drunk, but they're fine. But then a minivan of kids and a mom and a dad die. And then what happens is you look into the report and what you see is this guy had 5 previous DUIs, went to jail for 6 months, went to traffic school 3 times, you know, whatever, who cares? And we let them get off scot-free. So nothing's going to ever change, you know? And he was so happy. He was bragging about it on Twitter a lot whenever he's driven drunk. He's been known to say, got home safe, yo. This is who is going to probably get out scot-free or without anything. Because he's good-looking. He's a crazy guy. He's wild. He's handsome. He'll be in court, and he'll have his puppy eyes. He'll be like, I'm sorry, please. And he'll have, like, little pretty eyes, like a little new fresh puppy that you've adopted. You'll be like, oh, he's so pretty. Just saying. There's never, ever going to be a way to fix being a pedophile, murder, rape, drunk driving. There's never going to be a perfect way. There's never going to be a way to cure it 100%. There's only one thing that is guaranteed in life. 10 out of 10 people die. Everybody dies. Nobody wants to die. Even the most depressed people don't want to die. And we go, I want to live forever. Do we really want to live forever? Because when you have drunk drivers on the roads, that's just going to keep on happening. The chance of them when they roll the dice and they kill these families. And we go, whatever. And then the same people that talk about it and pretend to care then drive drunk the next weekend. Or how about pedophiles? They cause kids to often kill themselves, you know, because sex is ruined forever. Their emotions are ruined forever. Whatever. And murder, you know. That's never going to be cured. I have no answer for that. I don't know. I'm just saying. You're never going to hear me talk about gun laws or mass shootings because that's way over my head. I'm just saying if we have tougher laws and we set the same precedent, maybe things will change, you know. But until then, the George Zimmermans of the world and the Casey Anthonys will get off scot-free, O.J. Simpson with the murder case. And the Jerry Sandusky's not being put to death for raping kids for 30 years. And Jared from Subway just getting 20 years in jail because he's famous. And all these drunk drivers like Bieber. Hey, Shia LaBeouf got one in 2011. Who cares? Lindsay Lohan's had plenty. So many people get them. And it just sets the precedent that they can get away with it, and good-looking people can get away with it, so why care, you know? Whatever. I'm just saying. It's something I've been thinking about. Call the show before I end it. 856-49-HOPPY. That is 856-49-HOPPY. And I appreciate everybody that listens. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And as I end the show, for people that are watching via Facebook, I do this thing where I end it by doing last call, and it's where I promote everything I'm up to. And you have the last chance to call in and give your take on the news. So call 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-49-HOPPY. Kyle from my show, Hoppy Hour. I've been meaning to text him. We talk a lot. Sometimes he ignores my calls, but we'll talk after the show. Thinking about having him call the show. He was the producer for about a month and a half, and then Christmas happened and life happened. He will be coming back soon because I want to build a panel of people around Hoppy Hour. He just chimed in and said, is that a real number? It is. It's via Google Voice, 856-49-HOPPY. And you can leave me a voicemail 24/7 whenever you want. All right, time to end this show. This has been Hoppy Hour. I appreciate you listening.
Hoppy Hour.